so it was a picture hat, and she had painted wild roses, pink roses all around the rim of the hat, and then a velvet ribbon this way, and to hang down a little bit in the back. And all the girls just went crazy about it. They said, "Oh, I wish your mother would make me a hat." And so I had two friends. I had one friend was my roommate, and the other was my friend. And I wrote my mother that they loved it, and the girls had admired it so much. And about a week later, I got a big box from home. And she'd send each of those girls a hat that she made. And they were just thrilled to death. She made all of our clothes. She made everyone, made every one of us married. And mother made the wedding dresses, our wedding dresses. And we had a train made of satin. And the train came from the shoulders and went way down and wasn't attached anywhere to the dress except at the shoulders. And she had made a ribbon out of white ribbon. She had made roses out of white ribbon all down the length of the train. On each side of the train. I couldn't tell you how many brides were there. Every one of our friends wanted to borrow the train. And she made about four or five of the wedding dresses that my friends wore.
And how many people would be in the wedding? Did you have a lot of attendants or?
We'd have five or six of the. We always had a matron of honor, and a maid of honor, and three or four bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great big weddings.
What about the men?
Well, all the men wore a full dress. St. John's, you know St. John's Church?
I haven't been there.
Long aisle that you come down, and then when you get to the chancel, they would divide this way. And beautiful weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Mother always loved to do things, fancy things like that. She was so good, so sweet. Every young person in the family loved my mother, and they come to mother with all the stories and everything. She was a favorite member of the family. And she'd been married when she was 19, and my father was 44. She was his second wife. And I said, "Mother, why did you marry a man so much older than you?" She said, "Oh, I love those girls. I just couldn't see them leave the family." Her four stepdaughters.
Oh.
Father had eight daughters.
Okay, I see. So they were there in the family too.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I've told you so much, and I haven't told you what you wanted to know.
Oh, you've told me a lot.
I haven't told you what. Well, let me tell you that people didn't have canned goods and things like that. That they made their own food, and even people who had money. Mother had a friend who was quite wealthy, but she made her own made her own jello. I mean, you know, boiled the, I don't know how she made it, but.
Hmm.